Chapter 9. The Bridge.
I often see the headless horseman's black horse in the cemetery,
the second farmer says. Brom Bones goes outside and he tells another story about the headless horseman.
It's the year 1805. One night, I'm riding near the church, and the headless horseman passes me on his horse. "I want a race with you," I say to him. "My horse always wins races." Daredevil runs very quickly, and we pass the headless horseman. But when we come to the bridge, the headless horseman disappears. I can only see fire on the bridge.
"That's a scary story,"
Ichabod says.
"I hope I don't see the headless horseman on the bridge tonight."
Brom laughs and says,
"Ichabod is always frightened, but I'm never frightened."
It's 12 o'clock at night. The farmers and their families prepare to go home.
"Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night." Brom and his friends are on their horses. Brom says something. His friends laugh. And they ride from the farm. Ichabod goes inside the house and talks to Katrina. But after a few minutes, Ichabod comes out of the house. Ichabod is very sad and he's angry too. He runs to Gunpowder.
"Katrina doesn't love me. She doesn't want to marry me."
Ichabod and Gunpowder begin to ride home through the fields. It's very dark and windy, and Ichabod hears a lot of scary noises. Ichabod thinks about all the ghost stories, and he's very frightened. Ichabod comes to the bridge near the church, and he remembers the story of Major Brower and the Headless Horseman.
"Oh no, I can hear noises,"
Ichabod says to Gunpowder.
"And I can see something white in the enormous tree."
Ichabod is very frightened. He wants to cross the bridge quickly, but suddenly Gunpowder stops. Gunpowder doesn't want to cross the bridge. At that moment, Ichabod hears another noise. Behind the trees, near the bridge, he can see an enormous black figure. The figure doesn't move.
"Who are you?"
Ichabod asks timidly. The black figure doesn't answer.
"Who are you?"
Ichabod asks again, but there isn't an answer. Ichabod is very frightened. He tries to sing a hymn, but he can't sing because he's very nervous. Suddenly, the black figure starts to move. The figure is a big, tall man on a big black horse.
"Run quickly, Gunpowder!"
Ichabod shouts.
"Cross the bridge!"
But Gunpowder doesn't want to cross the bridge. Gunpowder is frightened too. He turns and runs in the opposite direction. Ichabod looks behind him. The black figure is following them. It hasn't got a head. It's the headless horseman. His head is in front of him on his saddle. Gunpowder runs very quickly, but the headless horseman's horse runs quickly too. Suddenly, Ichabod's saddle falls to the ground.
"Oh no! That's the farmer's new saddle!"
Gunpowder is running very quickly. Ichabod's arms are round Gunpowder's neck. He isn't a good rider, and he doesn't want to fall.
"Help! Help!"
Nobody hears him. He looks behind him. Now the headless horseman has got his head in his hand. He throws his head at Ichabod. Whoosh! The head hits Ichabod's head, and Ichabod falls to the ground in front of Gunpowder. Gunpowder and the black figure on the big black horse run past Ichabod. Gunpowder runs and runs. Finally, he comes to his farm. Ichabod doesn't move. He's lying under some trees. His hat is on the ground near him, and everything is dark and silent.